The musician Clarence Gatemouth Brown won't tell you how he got his nickname, but with his broad grin, it doesn't take too much imagination to figure it out. He was born 80 years ago in southwest Louisiana. Last fall, Brown was diagnosed with lung cancer. In the face of an illness that threatens his life, he's chosen to keep playing jump blues and jazz, country and Cajun guitar and fiddle. Folklorist Nick Spitzer offers this appreciation.
That's Clarence Gatemouth Brown playing guitar on his signature big band blues instrumental, Okie Dokie Stomp, from the 1954 session for Houston's Peacock Records. Gatemouth Brown has long been a true Gulf Coast musical eclectic, with the Creole cowboy style to match, black pointy boots, studded western shirt with flowered yoke, and a dark feathered cowboy hat. Gatemouth has a long career as an avant vernacular musician, crossing boundaries between cultures and styles, from blues and big band swing to country and French fiddle music. It's earned him a reputation as a singular roots musician. Brown's mother was Creole French from Opelousas, Louisiana. His father, a railroad worker. Gatemouth was raised just over the border in Orange, Texas.
See, I started out on guitar first, strumming behind my dad while he was playing fiddle. On the weekends, to release tension, I suppose, they would have what they call house parties. There wasn't no clubs. And my dad then used to play, him and my uncles and all of them, start playing. And I grabbed a guitar because I always wanted to play. And I did that for 5 years. And next thing you know, I was picking up his fiddle trying to saw on that. And I kept on. It didn't sound too good, but I kept on till I learned how to play the fiddle. I got my first break back in 1947 when T-Bone Walker was playing at the Bronze Peacock in Houston. He got sick with stomach problem or something. When he went to the bathroom, I picked up his guitar and invented a tune. I can't say I wrote it, but I invented it, and it rolled around and called Gatemouth Boogie, and the words were just coming out of nowhere. I said, "My name is Gatemouth Brown. I just got in your town."
My name is Gatemouth Brown. Just got in your town. If you don't like my style, I will not hang around.
T-Bone Walker returned from the restroom. Indeed, he did not want Gatemouth to hang around. But Brown took his own guitar into the studio to make this very recording and a dozen other seminal sides between 1952 and 1959, revealing his jump blues and country chops. And at a time when big bands were receding nationally, he stayed focused on the music of his urbane jazz heroes like Duke Ellington and Count Basie. Brown became a fixture on the Gulf Coast nightclub circuit throughout the 1960s and 70s, playing dance halls and roadhouses from Lafayette to Houston, from New Orleans to Mobile. He endeared himself especially to Cajun country and rock fans, playing fiddle on his 1974 recording, Down South in the Bayou Country.
Mama, mama, won't you go my bell? Sitting on my tall day.
I recall vividly seeing Gatemouth Brown on the runway of Boo Boo's Club in Bro Bridge, Louisiana, rocking on the fiddle with a trademark small pipe clenched in his teeth or placed in a special rack on his mic stand while singing. I asked Gatemouth why he smoked that pipe on stage.
Well, it's my security blanket. Somebody asked me, say, "What do you got in that pipe?" A lot of people, I say, "A new brand called Nana." Said, "Nana? Yeah, what is Nana? None of your damn business."
The feisty Gatemouth Brown, speaking in 1999. In recent years, Brown has added to his over three dozen recordings by revisiting his love of big band swing and blues. Gatemouth's most recent recording, released late in 2004, is called Timeless. It continues his classic mix. There's jazzy guitar. And in addition to country, Brown goes back in a reflective way to a blues of his own, recorded live, a song originally cut 50 years earlier. For now, so long.
Someday I'll return to be with you. Till then, darling, be true and pray to the God above.
It was in this bluesy mood of farewell that I found myself in mid-January while crossing the old Lake Pontchartrain Bridge from New Orleans to visit Gatemouth Brown at his camp-like house of the last dozen years among the marsh and bayou vistas. His new CD was getting great reviews just as Brown was suffering from apparently terminal cancer. Gatemouth was surrounded by a circle of caretakers, music fans, the game warden, his daughter. He looked rail thin but determined. He'd just done what was to have been a final concert in Atlanta, where he'd teared up. I asked him what was the source of his emotion on stage.
I really don't know. The love of the people, I guess. People listened to what I had to do, or had to say, or had to play. And they were very responsive by listening. I don't know, maybe because I was sick, and let's say I might have felt sorry for myself and the rest of the world. That's as close as I can explain it. Well, it seemed like once I get up there and be up there for a little while, energy comes to me and I can give it to everybody. But it's hard at first getting up there.
I was born in Louisiana and raised on the Texas side.
Somehow, in the months since we spoke, Gatemouth has been sustained and uplifted by playing concerts all over whenever he has the energy. He received a Lifetime Achievement Award in New Orleans. His manager, friends, and fans say that the music has kept him alive. And recently, he stepped on the stage of the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival for probably his last time in front of the home folks who don't want to say goodbye to Gatemouth Brown. I'm Nick Spitzer.
And if you ever ask,
Nick Spitzer hosts the public radio program American Roots.